In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful. Hello, this is World News on Jami Jam Network. President Ahmadinejad has released a message marking the 28th anniversary of the abduction of four Iranian diplomats in Lebanon. In a message read out to a ceremony commemorating the occasion, the president has assured the nation that the government will do everything possible to secure the release of the kidnapped diplomats who are respected as the national symbols of resistance. To the same gathering, Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki called on international bodies to follow up measures to free the abducted diplomats. He added the four diplomats have been transferred to the occupied lands after detention. Ahmad Motavassilian, Mohsen Mousavi, Tahrir Astegar Moghaddam and Kazem Akhavan were snapped by armed phalangists in North Lebanon in 1982. Deputy Economy Minister Behruz Ali Shiri has invited foreign banks to start operation in Iran. Ali Shiri voiced Tehran's readiness to review foreign banks' applications for entering the Iranian market based on a newly approved law which allows foreign banks to make investment in the country. The senior official then highlighted that entering of foreign banks in Iran's market would help the growth of domestic banking system, increase competition and lead to higher profits by lowering costs. U.S. General David Petraeus expressed concern over the situation in Afghanistan as he formally took command of the 150,000-strong NATO-led force in the war-shattered country. Petraeus told guests at a change-of-command ceremony in Kabul that a 9-year war in Afghanistan has reached a critical stage. Petraeus was appointed last week after his predecessor, General Stanley McChrystal, was dismissed for insulting remarks he and aides made about the U.S. administration in a magazine interview. Later in the day, Petraeus met with President Hamid Karzai. During the talks, the Afghan president called for full clarification on all the NATO-led activities and operations in Afghanistan. This all comes as anti-war experts are not that much optimist about the ongoing operations in Afghanistan.
The new general faces tough challenges, including curbing the rising violence.
The only solution here is to allow the Afghans to decide what government they want. That should be their right as a sovereign country. And I don't believe that Britain and America really have any say in this. The thing to do is to get the troops out, and maybe some of the money that we're spending on these wars could go to genuine reconstruction, which would really help the people of Afghanistan and would help them in their choices as to who does form a government. Support for the Afghan war is very, very weak in the UK, very, very weak in Europe, in Germany.
Prominent Lebanese Shiite cleric Ayatollah Muhammad Hussein Fazlullah has passed away at age 75. The top Shiite cleric died in a Beirut hospital where he was admitted for internal bleeding. A vocal U.S. critic, Ayatollah Fazlullah, used to slam U.S. warmongering policies in the Middle East, particularly its close alliance with the Zionist regime of Israel. The Ayatollah was considered the spiritual guide of the Lebanese Hezbollah movement. The top cleric survived multiple assassination attempts, including the CIA-sponsored bombing on March 8, 1985, in Beirut, which killed more than 80 civilians. Exit polls show liberal Bronislav Komorowski beat conservative opposition leader Jarosław Kaczynski in Poland's snap presidential election. The polls gave Komorowski 53.1% of the vote to Kaczynski's 56.9%. Close to 13 million of eligible 30 million voters had cast their ballots in a vote forced by the air crash death of Kaczynski's twin. 55% had voted in a June 20 first round. And the runoff battle between hardball conservative Jarosław Kaczynski and Komorowski marked the latest chapter in a bitter power struggle between their parties. Zionist Border Guard unit is to undertake an extensive drill in the West Bank throughout the week, preparing forces for a new round of incursion into southern Lebanon. According to experts, the Zionist regime is to get prepared to prevent any possible failure down the road. The drill has focused on civil disturbances and the weak points the Zionist forces have had in the Lebanon war. Experts say the military exercise follows Hezbollah forces' method in confrontation with Zionist forces. Palestinian health experts studying the impact of the Zionist regime of Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip say it threatens to cause long-term damage to Palestinians' health, with many children at risk of stunted growth or malnutrition. In a series of studies published in the Lancet Medical Journal, researchers also said a Zionist attack on the region in early 2009 had a devastating effect, causing injury, displacement and social suffering, particularly among children. Around 1,400 people were estimated to have died and many more injured during the Zionist attack on the occupied lands between December 2008 and January 2009. Two French ministers resigned after rows over spending thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money for private reasons at a time when budget cuts are hitting the public. Development Minister Alain Joyandet and Christian Blon, Junior Minister for Development and Capital Region, both tendered their resignation to President Nicolas Sarkozy. In March, Joyandet was criticized for spending $157,000 to hire a private plane to take him to an emergency meeting on the earthquake in Haiti. Blon came under fire after it emerged that he has spent $14,700 of taxpayers' money on cigars. Researchers say frozen blood from stoked samples can be used to make cells resembling stem cells. They use cells from blood to make induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPS cells, lab-made cells that closely resemble human embryonic stem cells but are made from ordinary tissue. The finding can open a potential new and easier source for the valued cells. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much for choosing.